Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, and welcome to the Barnburner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, Fire and Up show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Soccer Down Here app, and download our app, the Barnburner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search it all, Barnburner.
Download it all.
Download it all. Welcome to EPL Back in the Net with the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports. All right, John, EPL, another big week coming up this weekend for the Premier League. And we got a good game here. Liverpool, Newcastle United, 7:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, so if you're waiting for your cup of coffee to get the full boil, then this is the one that you're looking at. And honestly, I think Liverpool puts up a number here. And I think really the question of the weekend is who's going to put up the larger goal difference. Is it going to be Manchester City or is it going to be Liverpool? This one could get out of hand. And I will maintain that Newcastle is one of the three teams that I have being relegated at the end of the year. Steve Bruce, when you don't realize that your star midfielder has actually played in front of fans, crowds of more than 50,000, and you don't know your players and you don't know what their skill sets are, then it's going to be a dangerous year. So I think it might be 4-1. I think Miguel Almiron gets one, but I think that Liverpool get a lot more.
All right. So let's get to 10 o'clock games. Brighton, Burnley.
Take the under, honestly. Take the under. Under all day long, because we know what Burnley likes to do when it comes to being a defensive-minded club. Brighton still has issues trying to score goals. So probably if this is going to be something close to a 1-0 Burnley win, this is about as close as you're going to get. I don't see Brighton scoring. Burnley with Ashley Barnes probably gets one, maybe two, one in each half. It's going to be an ugly day for the goals.
All right, so let's get to another one. Manchester United versus Leicester.
And this one could really set off a bunch of panic alarms. I think that Leicester could go in and get a result with who they have. It's Jamie Vardy, Yuri Tielemans and the like, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Yes, he does have a lot of emotional capital being a part of the legendary group that was there for Manchester United as a player. But how much of a leash is he going to get when it comes to bringing in the players he wants for the style that he wants? I think that at the very least, Leicester gets a draw out of this, 1-1, maybe 2-2. I think it's a back-and-forth match. But at the very least, Leicester gets 1 point out of the deal.
Sheffield United, Southampton.
I don't see a whole lot coming out of this one. And, you know, if you're both of these teams, this is one of those relegation six-pointers that we talk about. You know, if you can steal a result, beat a team that's a peer, that's what this one's all about. I don't think that gets resolved. It's probably another 2-2 draw, each team getting a point.
All right. Tottenham, Crystal Palace.
Which Crystal Palace team do we get? That's the question for me. And which Tottenham team do we get? Because it looked like over the international break that somebody kicked Mauricio Pochettino's dog. And he wasn't happy about the lack of investment. And Lo Celso now out with an injury. We don't know how long he's going to be out of the loop. I know that a lot of folks banked on him when it came to fantasy players this year. I was not one of them. But really, when it comes to what you're looking at, Tottenham should win just because Crystal Palace with Zaha, you don't know what you're going to get there. But Crystal Palace and Roy Hodgson always seem to find a way to get a result. I think it's 2-1 Spurs, but I think it's going to be a bit of a rough one.
All right. Your favorite team, Chelsea versus the Wolves.
Ah. I think that this is another one that's going to be an exciting draw. I think that with Wolves, we know what we're going to get with Nuno Espirito Santo. I think that with Chelsea, you've seen bits and pieces of what Frank Lampard wants to do with guys like Mason Mount. I think it's another 2-2 draw. I think that each team gets out of there with a point.
Norwich, Manchester City.
Well, it's just, you know, how many goals does Manchester City put up? I think that this is probably another 4-1 match. I think Timo Pukki gets his for Norwich, but I think that Manchester City get a whole lot more.
All right, Sunday, Bournemouth, Everton.
This is a 1-1 draw. I mean, traditionally, Bournemouth at Vitality is pretty tough. Everton at Goodison Park is just as tough. So when you're talking about these teams on the at home, it ends up being a draw either way because you know what each team brings to the table offensively. So I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw here.
Our final matchup Sunday, 11:30, Watford and Arsenal.
Watford replaced Javi Gracia. So what do? They bring back their old coach, Kike Sanchez Flores. They brought him back from China. And you're sitting there going, okay, so you bring back your old coach after you fired your new coach. I think it's a long day for Watford. I think it's a long season for the Hornets. I think it's going to take a while for them to get things squared away. I think Arsenal gets this one out 2-0, even though that you're going to have injuries for key players that's going to keep them out for a couple of months. It's going to be a long day for Watford, first game back for Kike Sanchez Flores.
All right, that's John Freeman Nelson of OSU Sports in Atlanta. John, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Easiest ways on the Twitters, at OSG Nelson. Also, don't forget Soccer Down Here Daily Radio. Don't forget Jason Longshore, Jared Smith, Nick Alifi, and myself all week long with all the programming that's fit to print. Download the Soccer Down Here app. You can get all the soccer news that you want. Soccer Down Here and OSG Sports on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on YouTube, soccerdownhere.net as well.
Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.